Welcome to the IRPP's Interview with the Author series. My name is Kate Shingler. I'm the Communications Director at the Institute for Research on Public Policy. My guest today is Mark Stabilet. He is Director of the School of Public Policy and Governance at the University of Toronto and Associate Professor of Economics at the Rotman School of Management. He is also the co-author of Providing Pharmacare for an Aging Population, Is Pre-Funding the Solution?, published by the IRPP. Welcome.
Good morning.
Let me start by asking you, what prompted you to conduct this research?
Well, I started thinking about this problem several years back when I was seconded from the university to work in the Ministry of Finance for the Government of Ontario. And looking over the numbers, it was quite clear that year after year, healthcare costs in the Ministry of Health had grown faster than the revenues that finance was bringing in to pay for them, and that a longer-term solution was required if we wanted to be able to have a series of balanced budgets going forward.
So in your view, is the aging population and the stability of our public healthcare system something which should preoccupy us all in terms of current or emerging policy challenges?
Well, I think that the population aging is certainly one piece of a larger puzzle that's going on. The population aging will contribute to rising healthcare costs, but it's actually not the biggest cause of rising healthcare costs. The biggest cause is that we're able to do much more for people than we used to be able to do, and that happens year after year. We end up with new technologies that can help people, and that's a great thing. The problem associated with that great thing is we have to find the money to pay for it.
In your study, you make the case for a pre-funding insurance model where Canadians would contribute during their working years to a dedicated fund, and this would provide prescription drug benefits when they reach 65. Why, in your view, is this necessary?
Well, my general feeling is that we should continue to work hard to use our healthcare money more efficiently, that there's certainly ways to improve the system to spend our money more wisely and get more for each dollar we spend. That said, I don't think it's going to be enough, and so I needed to turn to finding new ways to raise revenue that would complement the work we're doing in ministries across the province to keep healthcare costs down. Once you look for new ways of raising revenue, to me, we needed to find something, and my co-author, Jacqueline Greenblatt, agreed that could in some way justify going back to the public and asking for more money to pay for healthcare. We do that all the time, but the public increasingly is a bit frustrated with the fact that we're constantly asking for more money and yet never seem to be able to provide all the services that they want. So we were looking for something that we could identify in the healthcare system that we knew people were going to need with certainty as they get older. And prescription drugs, if you look at the data we provided in our study, are exactly that kind of piece in the healthcare system. Almost all seniors are using one or more prescription drugs by the time they hit age 70. And among users, they actually there's a fairly even distribution of use across the population. So it's not that just the 10% of sickest people in society are using all the drugs. Actually, a lot of people are using drugs, and this is, for the most part, a good thing. It's helping them live longer and healthier lives. And so we were looking for some piece like that where we could start to put money aside today with the idea that when we got older, that money would be there to help pay for something we know we're going to need.
What are the risks if there is no such prepaid program for pharmaceuticals for the elderly?
Well, the risks are that, A, we won't have enough money to pay for all the health care that we wish to provide for people. I mean, that's a decision that policymakers would have to make. Obviously, if they felt strongly that they needed to provide more money for health care and they have felt this way in the past, then they will find the money from other places. What places could those be? Well, one, they could take the money from other parts of public spending. So that's the money we spend on public education or public social services or other things that governments do that we presumably value. The other option is to raise revenues in some other way. And so governments could go back to the people and raise income taxes or corporate taxes and some other way other than pre-funding to bring more money into the system. The risk there is that people don't associate those tax increases with money that goes to healthcare. And we thought that with pre-funding, there would be a much more clear link between the money going in and what it pays for when it comes back out.
Is this a program that people could opt out of, or do you see this as mandatory for all seniors?
Well, those would be decisions left to policymakers. I would recommend that it be mandatory, and the reason for that is what we've seen in healthcare systems and health insurance systems around the world when people opt out is that it's usually the people who don't have much use for the program that wish to opt out. And the way that these programs work is that everybody pays in with the expectation that people who need to use the program later on will be able to. That said, not everybody will have an equal amount of spending, and those people who don't have as much spending need when they're older will have to cross-subsidize those people who do. That's the way insurance works, and that's one of the principles under which we operate a health insurance system where the sick are partially subsidized by the healthy.
Right, because some elderly may take numerous prescription drugs every day, but others may take very few or none at all.
That's right. And in all insurance systems, we expect, and we don't know for sure how many drugs we're going to need when we're older, what our problems are going to be that drugs can help us with when we're older. But, basically those people who are sick are going to require more. And it's perfectly consistent with the way we think about healthcare in Canada to think that the healthy who don't need prescription drugs to maintain their health will be willing to, in part, cross-subsidize those who need more care.
Finally, let me just ask you how this program would take shape. So in your study, what kinds of recommendations do you make in order to sort of move forward with this initiative?
Well, our study is a first step. It basically says countries around the world are having problems maintaining their healthcare system budget. Here's one way to start to bring some more money into the system and target it towards a piece of the puzzle that's been growing the fastest, that's prescription drugs. The next several steps are really decisions that policymakers need to make. The first would be, how quickly would we want to move to such a program? Would we operate it? Another important decision would we operate it at the provincial level where we operate most of healthcare, or could this be a national program? In theory, it could work either way. A third decision would be, how do we raise the funding, the pre-funding for it? Do we do it through an employment relationship or not? How much do we require from people with higher incomes? How much more do we require from them than people from with lower incomes? So there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. All of them could work with the system we propose, but I think that policymakers will have some consultation to do with the public and some thinking through to do before we can actually see the program begin.
Thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
Mark Stebule is the director of the School of Public Policy and Governance at the University of Toronto and associate professor of economics at the Rotman School of Management. He's also the co-author of Providing Pharmacare for an Aging Population is Prefunding the Solution, published by the IRPP. It is available free of charge on our website at www.irpp.org.